welcome to today's episode of Women Paving the Way Every Day. I'm your host, Mara Nagel, and as you sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode, please consider donating to our podcast. I would also like to recognize our sponsor for the day, Squarespace. This platform allows you to create any kind of website you want. From a blog to an online store, they have it all. Use code PAVING to get your first month free. Now let's listen to another woman's story and how they paved the way. Now today, we will be talking about Kamala Harris. She will be remembered forever as she strives to model an inspiring example for future women leaders. Nowadays, you probably know Kamala from running alongside President Joe Biden. Her past reveals much more than that. From her early protests as a child to becoming Attorney General for California, Kamala will go down in history as a role model for generations to come. From the very beginning of Kamala's life, she was inspiring others to speak up for arguments and topics they believe in. One of the many things that helped Kamala be set up for success was her parents' involvement in Black rights movements. From a few years old, she would be carried around by her parents at various rallies and protests to support Black rights. Another example of her early activist moments was during her teenage years. She moved from California to Canada, and the facility that she lived in forbid children in their park. She, as a 12-year-old girl, took the initiative to organize a protest against it. As it states in the article, Kamala Harris, Harris won her first fight against discrimination when she was 12 years old. Though the courtyard was an inviting place to play, children were forbidden there. Undaunted, Harris organized a protest and convinced the building management to change their policy. Later in her life, she continued her legacy. As a young adult, she graduated from Howard University with a bachelor's degree. Soon after, she moved back to San Francisco and continued her education at the University of California, where she then got her Juris Doctor degree, a degree that allowed for a career as a lawyer. Later, going on to become Attorney General of California and a member of the U.S. Senate soon after. As stated again in the article, Kamala Harris, before the November 2003 election, polls showed that the little-known challenger Kamala Harris had the support of only 19% of voters. However, she won 33.65% on Election Day, eliminating the other challenger, Bill Fazio, who only got 30.3%, and qualifying for a runoff election against the current DA, Terrence Hallian. Harris won the runoff with more than 56% of the vote, becoming the first woman district attorney in San Francisco, the first African-American DA in California, and the first Indian-American DA in the United States. So sorry to interrupt, but I would like to talk a little bit more about Squarespace. You can create so many things on this platform, and Squarespace can help you get set up for success. Again, make sure to use my code PAVING to get your first month free. As I said before, Kamala Harris will always be remembered for the legacy that she is creating. She's conquered so many barriers in her life that nobody else could. Now she's conquering yet another thing by becoming the first woman, Black American, and South Asian vice president ever. She will continue to support President Joe Biden in his plan to unite the country and recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. After being declared vice president, she made a wonderful speech, signifying just how far she has come. Here it is. You choose hope and unity, decency, science, and yes, truth. But while I may be the first woman in this office, I will not be the last. Because every little girl watching tonight sees that this country is a country of possibilities. And to the children of our country, regardless of your gender, our country has sent to you a clear message. Dream with ambition, lead with conviction, and see yourselves in a way that others may simply not because they've never seen it before. Before we wrap up this video, I would love to give one last shout out to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode. They help people every day make their dreams come true. Please go check them out and make some awesome creations. Thank you all so much for listening, and make sure to spread the news. Inspiring women are all around us. And if you would like to have one of your stories told, make sure to send it a message. Until then, remember, women are paving the way every day. Take care.